We've been reporting this morning a gun battle may have killed 27 suspected drug cartel members in a raid by the Mexican military near the U.S. border. Soldiers also seized a large number of weapons and ammunition. Joining us now is David Kuehn, a Mexican journalist for our partner, the BBC World Service. So good morning, David.
Good morning.
Where exactly did this battle take place?
Well, it was in the border between the states of Tamaulipas and Nuevo León, close to the border of the U.S. in the north of the country. It's a city called Ciudad Mier, and it's just between Tamaulipas and Nuevo León.
And what's the significance of the weapons that were seized? And again, the Mexican government is reporting this. They certainly have it in their interest to characterize this as a major raid that sets back the drug cartels.
Yes, of course, it's not just about the weapons. It's about the people they killed and the fact that they have destroyed the third camp of a drug cartel organization in a year. We're talking about the Zetas group, and the Zetas group has been responsible of a lot of violence in that region, in the north of the country, in the north east part of the country, because they've been battling with against another drug cartel, the Gulf cartel. Let's remember that the Zetas were a group of former elite Mexican army commandos, and they broke ranks with the Gulf cartel, their former employees, and now are trying to dispute the control of that territory. So it is an important but not crucial victory for the government. I think the big question is if it will be enough to finish the violence in the region.
Well, another question, David Kuehn from the BBC World Service. Another question is, does this attack have anything to do with the investigation that was going on of all those bodies that were discovered? And apparently there were two survivors who were working with Mexican authorities to try to get to the bottom of a massacre that the Zetas were allegedly responsible for.
Yes, the Tamaulipas state have been witnessing a lot of violence in the last few days. One of those events were the murder of more than 70 immigrants from South and Central America trying to get to the U.S., and they refused to participate and to collaborate with the drug cartel, and they were killed. And so have been the explosions in Ciudad Victoria, the capital city of Tamaulipas, and so on. But the thing is, this violence, what it's leading to, it's to this dispute among drug cartels in order to control that specific territory. So it's all part of the ongoing investigation, but at the same time, it's part of this dispute that doesn't seem to end soon.
Finally, what do the Mexican people need to see from battles and tactics like this to be reassured that the government may have the upper hand here?
Well, I think the Mexican president, Felipe Calderón, has been insisting that this is something that he has to do, that this fighting has to go on in order to finish the problem. But I think the Mexican people will start getting tired of this violent situation, and also the economy is suffering a lot. So it's something that should end soon, or the country will suffer the consequences.
And so this is not necessarily a positive story for Mexican people who will be reading about it this morning.
Well, it is something positive among this war, but they know that this is not the end and the fight will have to continue.
David Kuehn, a Mexican journalist for our partner, the BBC World Service, reporting on an attack this morning that killed 27 suspected cartel members in a raid near the U.S. border that also seized a large number of weapons and ammunition. Thank you, David.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.